This program is brought to you from the Margaret Farrow Studio.
Hello and welcome to Newsmakers. I'm your host, Lisa Pugh. This year's biennial budget had its share of winners and losers, but there's one important budget issue we have not yet talked about on this program, a new endowment grant to Wisconsin Eye. The grant matches up to $10 million raised privately by Wisconsin Eye and passed the Joint Finance Committee with strong, bipartisan, unanimous support. We are here to talk about the grant, some Wisconsin Eye history, and also some future plans with John Hincus, President and CEO of Wisconsin Eye, and Mark O'Connell, President and CEO of the Wisconsin Counties Association, also board chair for Wisconsin Eye. So thank you both for joining us.
Good to be here, Lisa.
Great to be here.
What a great topic to talk about, right, John?
Oh, it's fun to talk about.
Well, let's before we dig into some fun history, let's hear what did the Joint Finance Committee, what did the governor sign into law that benefits Wisconsin Eye?
This has really been a journey of exploration into what Wisconsin Eye could be in the future. We've done things really well, putting a spotlight on the Capitol, and we've earned the respect, bipartisan, of lawmakers, past, present, and hopefully future as well. But what happened was, in the context of a large budget surplus, Wisconsin and I said, maybe it's our turn to raise our hand and say, what about us? We deliver to the citizens of Wisconsin a great service. So what passed unanimously in a bipartisan way is a $10 million challenge or matching grant that will take Wisconsin Eye through the next biennium with the opportunity to raise a matching $10 million in private philanthropic dollars to create a $20 million endowment. It was wonderful to support, as I walked through the offices of the Capitol, to speak with both Republicans and Democrats who came together in a very partisan environment on a day when a unanimous bipartisan vote was lifted up for Wisconsin Eye.
Mark, I want to talk a little bit about that. During your day job is with Wisconsin Counties Association, and you also had a pretty significant bipartisan win in the shared revenue deal for counties, so congratulations on that.
Thank you.
How significant is it for an issue like Wisconsin Eye endowment grant in this partisan climate, as John said, to come out with strong bipartisan unanimous support?
Well, I think everyone watching Wisconsin Eye probably knows that we don't have a legislature and a governor that go to dinner together every night. They have differences of opinion. So to have, and both sides of the aisle as well, so to have a unanimous decision on anything is relatively rare. But I think what occurred with Wisconsin Eye is this. Our legislature and then subsequently the governor looked at this and said, a knowledgeable public, an electorate that has full knowledge or the ability to gain full knowledge of an issue is a cornerstone of democracy. And so Wisconsin Eye does that. Now, we have a tremendous, news reporter cadre in this state. The Wisconsin Broadcasters Association, Wisconsin Newspaper Association, tremendous people. And our reporters in this state, I think, are the best in the country. Yet, at the same time, Wisconsin Eye essentially says, we're going to provide you the news of the day unfiltered.
Gavel to
gavel. This is exactly, you see it as it happens or shortly thereafter, and then you make a judgment. And that's critical. That's that piece, or what occurs with Wisconsin Eye in providing that to our electorate, our citizens, I think is critical for the success and the future success of this state.
Wisconsin Eye has been on the air since 2007. It's always had pretty strong bipartisan support. Why do you think that is?
Well, I believe, I'll take you back to the startup. The philosophy of the left side of the aisle and the right side of the aisle was different but the same in this sense. The Republican side of those who needed to support Wisconsin Eye by virtue of giving us access to the Capitol said, if you put a big spotlight on the stage, our message will rise up and it will be heard. On the Democrat side of the aisle, it was similar but yet different. Their argument was, if you create the stage and put on the spotlight, all voices will be heard. So it was about the voice of the people being unfiltered and available and freely accessible to anyone, anytime, anywhere. And so I think the bottom line is we all believe, regardless of our political stripe, we all believe that open, accessible, transparent government is the best government for Wisconsin, for every citizen, every community, every business. Let's keep it open, accessible, transparent. And that's why both sides can come together on something like Wisconsin Eye.
Sure. Yeah. Part of what passed in the budget included a requirement that Wisconsin Eye removes that paid subscription to access content. Right. Wisconsin Eye is a nonprofit. Doesn't that take a valuable revenue source off the table?
It's an important revenue source. In the scheme of things, it's minimal, but it is budgetable. It is predictable. That revenue stream provided for a little bit of money from subscribers who wanted to view the archive 24 hours after an event. So the legislature actually partnered with Wisconsin Eye a few years ago and said, we think this is a good idea to help you to create that predictable revenue stream. Now, with a $10 million challenge and a $20 million endowment, even modest earnings on that would make that subscriber fee on an annualized basis look like pennies. So we're excited for the opportunity, little disappointed that we're losing the revenue stream, but again, happy that no one will have an impediment to watch in Wisconsin. And what we've heard from some of the legislators was that they heard from constituents.
It was hard for them to access.
Even $10 a month for some people is not a budget buster, but it creates a choice between milk and eggs or watching a Wisconsin Eye hearing from 2 days ago. And so we're happy to take it down in the spirit of citizenship.
Wisconsin Eye has been a part of history since 2007 when it went on the air, as we talked about. Its first coverage, I was just looking at it, a joint finance hearing where it was former Representative Kitty Rhodes alongside co-chair Democrat Russ Decker at the time. It was really a different time in politics. What do you think about Wisconsin Eye's role in preserving history?
Well, I think what Wisconsin Eye has done is essentially say, we're going to cover the issues of the day. Now, we can't cover everything with Wisconsin Eye, so we have to pick and choose. But the role that Wisconsin Eye plays is an important role in democracy. It's an important role in positive decision making. And when we look at positive decision making, we're talking about making the decisions which will position our state for future success. I wouldn't say that people act differently when the camera is on, and I think years ago there was some fear that when Wisconsin Eye was in the room, there was going to be a snapshot of some activity that a person might not want on camera,
right,
or that we weren't going to cover the issue fairly. I think over the years Wisconsin Eye has proven that's you don't need to have that fear. We cover everyone the same. We're very fair. This is not out to. There's no gotcha going on at all in Wisconsin Eye. It is on the issue and on the policy. And I think that's what our legislature and our governor, when they look at Wisconsin Eye and say, what is it you're going to cover and how are you going to proceed as in your role in democracy? And we've proven that over the years. The answer was, on the $10 million request was, well, of course, let us be partners. Let's put dollars on the table that you can access if you raise additional dollars. But if you do, let's take off this requirement that general citizens have to pay for anything. And we're happy to do that.
Most of Wisconsin Eye's coverage is of, I would say, pretty mundane events, committee hearings that people wouldn't necessarily attend. But the Wisconsin Counties Association has been a longtime supporter of Wisconsin Eye, and you are currently the board chair, obviously. Why is Wisconsin Eye coverage important to an organization like the Counties Association?
Well, it's interesting. Some may say some of the coverage is mundane, but I'll tell you, for anyone interested in that issue, it is not mundane at all. It is very important. For the legislators that are on those committees, it is very important. And our legislature, I think, is very good at researching and doing their homework before the committee hearings. That's why you see our legislators sounding very informed and very intelligent. We want that. And for Wisconsin, for the Wisconsin Counties Association, we are part of government. We are part of this delicate fabric we call society and making our state an attractive place to live, work, and become successful. We like that. Wisconsin-I plays a critical role in assisting in that regard. The result being good public policy making and better positioning for our state's future success.
I'm sure it helps you to know how different legislators talk about particular issues that impact the counties, for instance.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, sometimes the comments that were not planned are incredibly insightful, and you wouldn't necessarily get that unless you were watching on Wisconsin Eye.
Gavel to gavel, Wisconsin Eye coverage, sure. We can't talk about Wisconsin Eye history without talking about some of the greatest hits. The veteran staff here were telling me about some of the most watched programs over time, most memorable coverage, the smoking ban debates of 2009, the mining bill hearings of 2017, various star-studded presidential campaign stops, including celebrities like Bruce Springsteen, Susan Sarandon. So those apparently were some of the most memorable ones. But we're going to show a clip about from the Act 10 press conference in 2011, which might be the most recognizable video that Wisconsin I had coverage that reached an international audience. So let's check out that press conference.
Clerk Paul Roll.
No, excuse me. No, listen, it says if there's any doubt as to whether good cause exists, the governmental body should provide 24 hours notice. This is clearly a violation of the open meetings law. Now, look, you've been shutting people down. It is improper for you to move forward while this is a violation of the open meetings law. You're not allowing amendments, and that is wrong. Now, I, Mr. Chairman, this is a violation of law. This is not just a rule. It is the law. There must be. No, Mr. Chairman, this is a violation of the open meetings law. It requires 24, at least 2 hours notice.
As we said, that coverage of Act 10 reached an international audience. John, what Capitol coverage by Wisconsin Eye are you most proud of over the years?
The core mission is the gavel to gavel. What really makes me proud is what wraps around that. And by that I mean the news conferences that add context to the issues of the day. So if you have a floor debate in the Senate, prior to there may be a conference, a press conference held by a Democrat leader, a Republican leader, or both. Following, there may be a constituency group that comes forward and gives an impact statement on what that legislation does or doesn't do. And so I'm really proud of the whole package. It's what happens as part of the official record, but then what wraps around it, which gives it perspective and context.
You're not going to pick a favorite moment.
Oh, I'm not going to pick a favorite moment. I live and breathe this every day, and every day there's a highlight or two. But over time, it's what we do and how we do it. And the voice of the people is what makes Wisconsin Eye so valuable.
Mark, is there a piece of Wisconsin Eye coverage that you remember or that you think is important to watch?
Well, I would suggest that every week there is a new favorite because there is something going on in this state all the time. So every week you could say, oh, that's the most important piece of coverage I've ever seen in Wisconsin Eye. And then next week, that's the most important piece of coverage I've ever seen in Wisconsin Eye. To build on what John said, one of the things that I'm very proud of is that Wisconsin Eye does not make judgments. They simply lay it out. There is no filter. There is no editorial. It is simply, here it is. And it is up to our policymakers to make their case. And the citizens can judge based on that. I would suggest that if we polled the entire state of Wisconsin about what was most important, what's the most important thing you ever saw in Wisconsin Eye, we probably have, I don't know, 100,000 different options to choose
right.
from. Almost everything we do, because this show with John and I, we're not going to be the most popular. But everything else. Well, they'll watch you, Lisa. But everything else in Wisconsin is top notch, and everyone has their own favorite.
That is probably very, very true. Viewership of Wisconsin Eye has really grown over the years. We're going to be showing you some stats. We just really started tracking at Wisconsin Eye around 2019. An average of 80,000 annual views of live coverage, 44,000 on-demand views. I'm told people regularly tune into Capitol coverage, and the most popular issues for viewing include elections and campaigns, education, economy and state finances, healthcare, constitutional human rights, well, basically everything, and some top performing programs, again, since 2019, are the 2022 State of Education Address and a March 2022 meeting of the Assembly Committee on Campaigns and Elections featuring Michael Gableman's election report. John, do you think that the importance to the public of Wisconsin Eye coverage has also increased over time?
Oh, clearly. Clearly. We are looked to more and more as that safe place to go, where you know you're going to get the truth. You can go and dig into Wisconsin Eye Archive and stay with a video as long as you want. So, again, an important word here is context and perspective. We offer that whereas no one else does. I would say also that those numbers are only part of the story, mm-hmm. because the commercial broadcasters, print reporters, rely heavily upon Wisconsin Eye to do their jobs as well. I happen to live in southeastern Wisconsin, and I'm a news junkie, so at night I'm tuning in, and I'm flipping from one Milwaukee commercial broadcaster to another on a busy day in the Capitol. You will oftentimes see Wisconsin Eye's logo in the news story that they are presenting, because they are dipping into our coverage to provide their stories to the greater Milwaukee area. So those numbers are just numbers who come to us directly. But the reach of Wisconsin Eye is much further.
Can't track that.
Yeah.
So Wisconsin Eye also does candidate interviews, like at the local level, candidate interviews. Are those give your members important information about how somebody might, for instance, view counties?
Incredibly valuable. Those candidate interviews are some of the most popular content that we have. It's an incredible insight, and the interviews themselves. You've done many of them. In years past, we've had other hosts that have done incredible jobs of the interviews. The ability to extract out of a person what they think about the future of this state, what their position is on various issues, it is a talent or a skill that is rare, but you get it in Wisconsin Eye. So it gives the citizens and the voters an incredible sort of insight on the individual and how they're going to act as a policymaker or a leader. And that probably dictates how they're going to vote.
John, we haven't talked about Wisconsin Eye's award-winning documentaries. There are two award-winning documentaries. There's other programming on Wisconsin Eye people might not be aware of, right?
Completely. When the legislature's not in session and things slow down just a bit, we have a highly talented production staff here. Videographers, producers, post-production folks. We're a small staff. But we take on the challenge of trying to deliver value in other ways. So to your point, Lisa, your predecessor, Steve Walters, did a very instructive, emotional mini documentary series on Alzheimer's and dementia in the state of Wisconsin, and presented that as a large emerging issue that needs to be considered from a budgetary, from a social service, from a healthcare perspective in the coming years, as the baby boom generation ages. So that was an award-winning production for us. And then the other I feel particularly close to, because I had the opportunity to present this film to about 17,000 high school and middle school students around the state. And it was a documentary evidence-based about the developing brain and how it impacts the life of people who get involved in opioid use. So we had told the story of five young Wisconsinites of various backgrounds who were fighting their way through to recovery, and it was just an eye-opener. We heard from counselors afterwards that very likely this film, because of its approach and evidence-based medical information, which was very new to these kids, very likely saved some lives.
And there's some hope that with this new funding, there can be more documentaries on
Absolutely.
The calendar.
There are many issues, as Mark can tell you, county by county, that have statewide impact that we could dig into with those additional dollars and really provide some information of value.
We were just talking before the show about this issue of the next pandemic and public health issues, so many issues to dive into. I want to talk a little bit about former Lieutenant Governor Margaret Farrell, a very important figure in Wisconsinite history. This endowment campaign is named after her. This studio was recently dedicated to her. She's a longtime supporter, and we want to hear from her back in an original press conference about the channel in 2007.
4 years ago, when I left this building, I didn't think I'd ever be at a press conference again in the Rotunda. I am so thrilled that it is Wisconsin Eye and that we are about to open up this wonderful building and its operations to the people of the state of Wisconsin. And I hope we just grow. As Senator Risher said, the Wisconsin idea has always been there, and maybe the generations who'll be watching it now will, through Wisconsin Eye, continue to make us a leader across the country.
John, tell me about Margaret's commitment to Wisconsin Eye.
Goes back to the beginning. We could write the book of Wisconsin Eye, and it would start with the words, in the beginning, Margaret Farrell. She was part of a legislative study committee that was looking at ways to make Wisconsin more accessible in the tradition of open government. And one of the key recommendations was, could Wisconsin Eye raise up an independent C-SPAN-like network? Well, she co-chaired that committee and was so enthralled with the notion of Wisconsin Eye doing it in a way no other state was, meaning not controlled by government, that she became part of the institution of Wisconsin Eye and served as its board chair for about 12 years. And as her health was declining a year and a half ago, she started to step away from some of her other commitments, including the Board of Regents, which she loved dearly, including a board seat on Acuity Insurance up in Sheboygan, which she loved dearly. And she said, I am not stepping away from Wisconsin Eye. As long as I have breath, I am going to stay with Wisconsin Eye. She and I traveled hundreds of miles around the state over the years raising funds because we're a nonprofit. I'll tell you about Margaret, some things people don't necessarily know. She insisted that whenever we stopped for gas, it had to be a quick trip. If we stopped for dinner, it had to be a Culver's. And if I dared to play my iPhone recorded music, it had to start with Sweet Caroline by Neil Diamond.
Those are some good ground rules.
But Margaret Farrell, heart and soul into Wisconsin Eye to make it a success through the years.
Mark, I know you told me that Margaret passed you the baton as board chair of Wisconsin Eye. What do you remember about her commitment?
Margaret Farrell is one of the greatest, most selfless public servants the state has ever seen, and I would suggest to you will ever see in the history of this state. When Margaret asked you to do something, you knew it came from a place of motivation of doing what is right.
Yes.
And better for the future of this state, without question. When she was a legislator, when she was lieutenant governor, when she was chair of the Wisconsin Eye Board of Directors, every public servant should strive to emulate even a fraction of the qualities and characteristics, attributes that Margaret displayed every single day of her life. I have the highest regard for Margaret. She is what
you
we all want to strive to be.
Of saying no.
You didn't say no to Margaret. You said, whatever the request was, absolutely, and I will do whatever I can to move in that direction.
Let's get into the details of this endowment campaign. You have a lot of work ahead of you. You have to raise $10 million in match by June 2025, and I say you. I'm sure there's more of a collective you, but is that going to be challenging?
Oh, absolutely. It's a huge opportunity wrapped in a huge challenge. I mean, essentially what we're going to be doing, Lisa, is raising 10 times the amount in 2 years that we normally raise in 1 year for our ongoing operations. So we have really two needs at the same time. One is to continue to raise funds for our day-to-day, month-to-month. At the same time, we're raising $10 million to build a $20 million endowment. So it won't be easy. Next year is a national political year. Fundraising, again, will be a record setter. And all around the state right now, and believe me, we've been investigating where communities are on certain community-based philanthropic projects, and there are many of those. Wisconsin Eye is a niche. We don't have a UW Madison sort of alumni base
foundation.
Of thousands of donors and a massive foundation. We're a very small entity. So for us, this is the proverbial pushing the boulder up the hill. But the more people we talk with who understand the mission of Wisconsin Eye in a period of striking partisanship and massive amounts of monies going into campaigns, their ears perk up and they say, you know what, it's important to support democratic access to what's going on, not just getting people elected, but then once they are in office, to make sure that we know what's going on. So it's a strong message, and at the same time, it's a numbers game. The more people we talk with, the greater our success will be.
Mark, what's your pitch to donors or other organizations that might be sponsors?
Well, first off, this is going to be difficult. Raising $10 million is not an easy task. It's hard for national candidates to raise $10 million.
Mm-hmm.
And we're, as John indicated, we're a small entity that is providing a service for the betterment of the state. Now, that's something that it doesn't rise to the top of everyone's list of what can I do today to make Wisconsin a better place? Oh, give to Wisconsin Eye. Yet, it's an integral element of our state's future success. An informed public, an informed electorate that sees firsthand, gavel to gavel, without any filter, exactly what we're talking about in terms of policymaking in this state. So I think part of the pitch is going to be, yes, we need dollars every year. But if we are successful in this acquisition of $10 million from contributors, which will permit a $10 million grant by the state of Wisconsin, then the frequency of requests will be less.
Set up for the future.
And maybe non-existent. I mean, I don't want to say we're never going to ask for money again, but it will be less urgent. So I think that's part of it. I guess to the general citizens, if you care about democracy, and you care about access to the policymaking bodies of this state and the decision makers, then you care about Wisconsin Eye. Even if you don't know it, you do. So whatever contribution you can make, we would dearly, sincerely appreciate.
Well, I want to put up some of the information on how to donate. And then our last question, as we're running out of time, John, I want to ask you, what's in the future for Wisconsin Eye if this funding is available?
First and foremost, as Mark says, it really secures the future financially. With a $20 million endowment and even modest earnings, that covers our current operating expenditure budget for the year. But we have a bigger vision than that. We have been dabbling for several years with creating a classroom civics initiative where relevant issues can be presented to young people to help them understand both the process of how government works, why and how their voices are important, and how they can become participants in our democracy. So there's a civics initiative we would like to launch. We'd also like to create more live, fully produced programming from the Capitol. Right now we have the capacity to present two shows with all of the lower third graphics, all the information that really provides a richer viewer experience. With these added funds, we can add a third production unit. That means bringing on a new staff person, growing our team. We'd also like to provide live captioning of all of our programming, which helps those who are of the hearing impaired communities around the state. We have visions for more of those documentaries we talked about a few moments ago. There are a lot of issues that really beg and cry for a bipartisan, non-politically motivated examination. So if you talk about environmental issues or you talk about healthcare issues, we'd like to be able to produce some of those really important documentaries that stand on the reputation of Wisconsin Eye. We deliver, I believe, and will continue to deliver, reliable, trustworthy access to important information. So the future is bright, and with that opportunity of a $20 million endowment, the sky's the limit.
Well, future is bright. I know we'll be hearing more about this endowment campaign throughout the next 2 years. Thank you both for talking to us today.
Thank you, Lisa.
Thank you.
And thank you to the viewers of Newsmakers. Be sure to tune in again as we highlight the issues and sit down with the decision makers who make a difference for all of us.
This program was brought to you from the Margaret Farrell Studio.
This program is a production of Wisconsin Eye, an independent, nonpartisan, nonprofit media network with a mission to inform, educate, and engage the citizens of Wisconsin. Wisconsin Eye is the nation's first and only independently funded state civics broadcast network, providing gavel-to-gavel access to government proceedings and events at the state capitol.